Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches. Stay tuned and focused, and let Words of Life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Hallelujah. But we're going to look at Philippians, the fourth chapter, verse 4 through verse 9. You want to give you a thought today. It is how to maintain peace. Amen. Then he says in verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Look at that. We need to have praise and be patient. Amen. Remember to be patient. Remember to have a praise, but you got to remember to pray. This is how you maintain your peace. Amen. You got to remember to pray. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests, let them be known unto God. He's saying, don't be in anxiety. Don't have anxiety attacks over stuff that you can't control. I need to put that in God's hand. I can't change it. I can't do anything about it. So now I need to put it in God's hand. I can't do anything except pray, amen, and ask God to do whatever it is he wants to do, amen. He says that we need to not be careful. Don't be anxious for nothing. He said, but in everything, by prayer, in everything that goes on with you, you need to pray. Everything that you deal with, you need to pray. If you're going to purchase something, you need to pray. If you're going to leave and move, you need to pray. If you're going to travel on the highway, you need to pray. You need to wake up in the morning, and the first thing you should do is not check your phone. Come on and say amen. But you need to pray, because so many of us, we wake up in the morning to see who text or who, or come on and say, man, while you laying in the bed, you got Twitter, you're looking at Twitter, you're on Facebook, but you need to get out of the bed, pray first before I start my day. I need to, that ought to be something you can keep. Before I start my day, I need to pray. Come on and say amen. But we have to remember to pray, because when we pray, prayer puts us in the presence of God. And when we get in the presence of God, we can gain peace through prayer. Amen. Because sometimes when you pray, it doesn't feel good. Amen. Doesn't feel good sometimes when you're going through some stuff, but then you start to pray. And when you come out of prayer, you start to feel better. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it all right. Amen. When I talk to the Lord about it, I believe when I say something to him, he has a way of sometime, even if I don't hear him say anything, he has a way of putting something in my heart to let me know that it's going to be all right. And sometimes it's only a feeling that I have, and I can get up off my knees and say, I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. It hadn't changed. My situation is still the same. I get up and I still got bills do. I get up and sometimes I may still have pain in my body, but I do know because I prayed it's going to be all right, because now it's in the hand of God. And when you start putting things in the hand of God, you're saying, God, I can't do anything with it. Only you can do something with it. But sometimes we don't actually put it all in his hand. We say, God, I'll let you have some of it, but I'm going to hold on to the rest of it because I'm not trusting that you can do what I think you should be able to do. And so that's our fault. Something is wrong with us when we don't trust God to let him handle it. Amen. So when I pray, I need to say, God, I'm putting it all in your hand. And you know, people always say prayer changes things. You know, prayer changes me. Prayer changes how I feel about it. But really, prayer, what it does, it makes me feel better. But God, the God of prayer, changes the things. Amen. And if God can change the way the world operates, amen. If God can change how the sun being in the sky, whatever, the moon being in the sky, and whatever he wants to do, if he can change it and rearrange it and he put it there, then I'm sure that God can handle my little problems. If God can fling stars stars in the sky, I'm sure that he can handle my problems. Amen. If God can cause the earth to stay in place and never drop off into space somewhere, I'm sure that he can handle whatever I'm going through. I'm sure that God can do it. If God can one day speak a word and the earth start turning, I'm sure that he can speak a word and turn some things around for me. Oh, praise his name. If God can just speak a word and things start to happen in the earth, amen, trees started to grow because of a word that he spoke, I'm sure that he can give a word to me that'll make some things grow in my life. Amen. If God can speak a word to a fig tree that's unproductive and it dry up and die, then some things that's unproductive in my life, I'm sure that he can speak to me. Oh, come on and say amen. And cause those things to dry up in my life. I'm just saying these things. Amen. What we need to do is pray. Trust God. Amen. When we pray sometimes not fully trusting God, not fully letting him have his way, not saying, God, I trust you when I can't trace you. We got to see God do something. We got to see God move. God, show me a sign. We're like Gideon. I'm going to put the fleece out. If the dew's on the ground and not on the fleece, then I know God is you. No, I know it's him anyway, because if it hadn't been for him thus far, I don't know where I'd be. Oh, yeah, if it hadn't been for the Lord keeping my mind, I would be gone crazy by now. Oh, come on and say, man, if it wasn't for the Lord saving me when he did, I would have destroyed my own self by now. Oh, come on, praise his name. So I thank God for the prayer time, the time of communication, the time that we were able to talk. And so in order to maintain peace, I must remember to pray. He said, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Amen. Make your request be made known unto God. So your prayer, not only do your prayer need to be a communication, but it needs to be a praise in your prayer. He said, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. I talk to God and I thank him for whatever it is he's going to do. Amen. I don't say, God, if it be your will, please. No. If he said it in his word, I know he can do it. Amen. Whatever your will is, God, that's how I pray. Amen. Not if you can. I know you can. Oh, come on and say amen. I'm like the three Hebrew boys. Lord, our God can. Oh, come on and say amen. He's well able to. He's never deficient on power. Amen. He can do anything but fail, lie, and die. Come on and say amen. He can do anything, amen? He can do exceeding and abundantly and above all we can ask or think. Y'all sleep on me right now? According to the power that works in us, amen? But you got to let the power work on the inside of you. And how do the power get started? It gets started by me praying and praising God. Amen. Verse 7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And we remember to praise God and remember to pray to God. But we must remember the promises of God. So many people, and I say this over and over again, so many people are standing on the premises. But they're sitting on the premises, but they're not standing on the promises. Amen. I must stand on the promises of God. Amen. We got to see here that God promises us peace. Amen. Look at what it says. It says that, and the peace of God, the peace of God. This is God's peace. This is not the world's peace. Jesus said, I give you my peace, not as the world give it, because the world give you peace to escape whatever it is. But God gives you peace that when you're in it, you can still look up to the hills for whence cometh your help and know that your help comes from God. Y'all with me today? We remember his promises. We got to remember what he said. He said, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding. In other words, it excels. It goes above. It's higher than what anyone can understand. Amen. This word, it says to keep your heart. And what that word keep means is a military word, meaning a military garrison that gets around you. Amen. And protects you and puts you in a safe place right where you are. Anybody been in the military? If they call for backup, amen. If they call for somebody to come help, they don't tell you to retreat to a certain place. They come and they get around you to protect protect you. Amen. Oh, yeah. If you're at one of the embassies, the embassy don't move. Amen. Because you do know you are an ambassador for Christ. So the embassy is not to move. But your job is to stay there and call, pray. Say, God, I need some help. And all of a sudden, the garrison, oh, the Bible said that the angels watch over you. Come on and say amen. He said that he gives his angels charge over you. Psalm 91, that lest you dash your foot against the stone. He said the angel of the Lord encamps round about me. In other words, Jesus will be a fence all around you every day if you let him. Come on and say amen. He said that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, people will look at what you're going through and say, how in the world are they still standing? How in the world can they make it? I don't see how they making ends meet. I don't see how they hadn't lost their mind. Why in the world they keep going to church? How God has dealt with them. He's let them down so many times. That's what people will say. But I got a peace that surpasses all understanding. I don't expect the world to understand while I do what I do. I don't expect them to understand why I still lift my hands. I don't expect them to understand why I can still preach. Come on and say amen. You ought to hear the calls that I got. And as people say, no, I don't think you ought to even speak at your brother's funeral. But I, you know what I said? The peace of God will keep me. Just for that, even if it's only for that moment, the peace of God will be able to hold me in place until I do what I know God said I could do. Come on and say amen. But we got to see here that is a peace that surpasses. It goes higher and goes beyond any understanding that the world could have. They don't understand how we can keep on for 2,000 years talking about Jesus is coming and stay at peace. Come on and say amen. And they say, well, he hadn't come yet, but you hold on and wait and see. He's coming. Everything's lining up and he's getting ready to come back. Come on and say amen. Peace, it comes through prayer. And when we look at the peace of God, how it surpasses all understanding. You got to look, and I can't help but look at how Jesus, when he was praying in the garden, he had peace when he got up. He went to the garden to pray, and he said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. But when he got through, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He didn't have so much of to say peace like we would say when he went in the garden, but when he got up, he had peace. And when he opened his mouth, peace showed up. Because when he opened his mouth, the people who came to arrest him, they fell back for, come on and say amen, for the power that was in him. And that was a power of peace. Come on and say amen. And so we need to be like him. We need to have peace. Amen. We need to have peace that God promised us, not the peace that the world offers. The peace that the world offers is fake. The peace that the world offers is superficial. But the peace that God gives us is not a peace from what we can see on the outside. It's the peace that he gives us on the inside. Notice what he said. He said that the peace of God surpasses all understanding, shall keep first of all your heart. Where is it that the enemy want to get to? If the devil can get in your heart, he can make a mess of your life. And so the peace of God is a garrison around your heart to keep you, the innermost part of your being, your inside, the innermost person you are. The peace of God comes and protects that person. Then he said, and your minds through Christ Jesus. You got to be in Christ and he'll keep your mind. And we got to know, just like it says in Isaiah, that he'll keep you in what? Perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. He'll keep our minds. And you know what? If your mind can stay right, then you can stay right. Come on and say amen. The devil knows that if I can get in their mind, why do you think he spreads so much gossip and tell you all kind of junk and keep your mind busy with stuff other than the word of God? Why do you think he keep bombarding you and you sit up and watch TV, but then when you go through something, you don't know how to pray? Because he bombarded you with stuff that will block the things that will help you. Come on and say amen. And so now I got to put that stuff aside and I got to let the peace of God keep my mind and my heart. Do you know that whatever goes on, goes into the mind, will eventually end up in the heart? Oh, come on and say amen. When you hear somebody says something about you, you are looking at them and you're saying, you know, I'm going to forgive them. But then when you start thinking about it and you keep thinking about it, sooner or later what happens in the mind is that you get angry in the mind and then bitterness falls into the heart. And then now you say, I love them, but I forgive them, but I ain't got to fool with them. Come on and say amen. I love them because I got to love them. That's a poor excuse. used to love somebody. Come on and say amen. But I love you because I want to, because God loved me when I was wretched. So I'm going to extend the same love that God extended to me. Can I get a witness in here today? But we have to remember his promises of peace. He promised to keep us in peace. Amen. We got to remember that he'll keep our heart, that he'll keep our mind with a peace that nobody will be able to understand. You've been up to here in debt. Oh, come on and say amen. Your heart has been full of fear, but God is still keeping you. Come on and say amen here. Oh, yeah, you got some stuff that nobody knows, the troubles that you've seen. But guess what? God's peace is keeping you. You're still waking up every morning thanking God. You're still getting up and coming to church every Sunday and every Thursday night saying, God, I know I got some issues, but I'm here. And thank you for the peace that you give me to make it here. Oh, come on and say amen. You can go to work and everybody don't know your problem. They don't even know that you're going through anything. They don't even know the sorrows of your heart because you don't wear it on your face because of the peace of God that is protecting your heart and your mind. Do you know what that kind of peace feels like? It's the kind of peace that make you want to leap for joy to say, you know what? God is on my side. I don't have to fear. Oh, come on, praise his name. That when the enemy comes in like a flood, God give me peace in my heart and I don't have to fret. I don't have to run. Oh, come on, praise his name. Oh, yeah, and I'm almost done now. And verse 8 says, and look at what Paul says. Paul, I believe he was coming to a close in his sermon. And Paul began to say, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Oh, before I say that, but let me say this. We got to remember, in order to maintain peace, we have to remember to praise God. We have to remember to pray. Amen. We have to remember to keep our patience. Come on and say amen. We have to remember the promise of peace that he gave to us. But we also have to remember to be positive in our ponderings. In other words, we need to have some positive thinking. Amen. That's why he says, look at this. He says, and finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, pure, lovely, and of good report. He said, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. We need to know what Paul was talking about. Paul is saying that if I can get my thinking right, instead of me having that stinking thinking, oh, praise his name. If I can just get my thoughts right. See, what you got to understand here is that your thoughts will shape your behavior. Oh, come on and praise his name. If somebody you don't like comes around and you start thinking about what they did, your behavior shows what you're thinking. Because you look at them and you turn your nose up. You look at them and you roll your eyes. Oh, yeah, your behavior, oh, come on and say amen, is shaped by what you think. And so Paul is saying to us, he's saying that instead of you having stinking thinking, instead of you messing up your own mind, he said there's some things that you need to think about. You need to think about what's pure. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to think about God. I'm going to think about some things that are honest. The only thing I know that's really honest is the word of God. Oh yeah, I'm going to think about those things. Whatsoever things are lovely, it's lovely to see the children of God come together. So I'm going to think about church and us coming together in unity, because the scripture said, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Can I get a witness in this place today? Then he says, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything to praise God about, let me think about those things. I got some things that I can run down the list that I can think of to praise God about. Oh, praise his name. Do anybody here have anything that you can think about at this moment and say, I can really give God praise for that? Oh, come on, praise his name. If you have children, that's enough to praise God about. Oh, come on, praise the Lord. Oh, yeah, if you have life in your body, that's enough to praise God about. I don't care what it is. If you've ever been sick in your body and the Lord healed you, that's enough to lift up your hands and rear your head back and say thank you. I wish I had somebody that'll help me praise him here. You see what he said here in verse number 9. He said, the things that I've shown you, that you learned and received of me, and the things you heard and seen me do, if you can do those things, he said, the peace of God, he said, the God of peace will be with you. I like what Paul said. He said, you got to do these things in order to get the peace of God. But once you've done those things, he said, now the God of peace, God don't send his peace, he brings his peace. Oh, come on, praise his name. There's a lot of you worried about God sending this. God send your anointing. God send your healing. God send your power. God say, I don't have to send it. God say, I'm my own delivery man. God say, I'll deliver it on time. God say, I'm everywhere. Anyway, so all you got to do is access me, and I'll give you what you need. Oh, praise his name. I'm reminded of a story. There was a man who was a pilot, and the pilot was a pretty good pilot. He had his own airplane, and this day he had his plane out in a field, and when he got ready to take off, he had noticed he saw some rat droppings. He said, I hope the rats hadn't got in my wires and started eating up my wires in my plane. But as he got ready to fly, and as the plane started to lift off, he heard some rattling, and it sounded like the rat was eating away some things in the plane, and the man went on and flew anyway. Well, by the time he got halfway, he really heard the sound louder. He said, sound like the rat is in my control panel. He was 2 hours away from the landing place, and he was 2 hours away from his destination, so he couldn't turn back. And he had to wait and go forward. And he said, I hope the rat hadn't eaten up my controls. So he said, I know what? I don't know what to do. I wish I could do something. And he began to panic. And he started thinking about everything. The worst case scenario. He said, if the rat eats my controls, I don't know what I'm going to do. I didn't bring my parachute because I've done this so many times. I can't jump out of the plane. There's no water to land in. Oh, I guess I'm going to have to die. And he started to remember some things. And he started thanking God and praying. And when he started to pray, then something came to him. Something he learned in fifth grade. He learned that rodents, they're land animals. And they can't handle high altitudes. So the man said, wow. While I was praying, God gave me an idea. And he said, I think I'll go a little higher. See, what we got to do is that when the rodents of life, come on and say amen, when they start eating away in your life, you need to start going a little higher. When he started to pray, then God revealed something. So he went up a little higher, and then he went on up higher. And sooner or later, he didn't hear anything. He didn't hear the rat eating. He didn't hear the rat running. But he realized the rat was now dead. What I'm trying to tell you is that all you got to do when the rodents of life start eating away at you, when they eat away at your mind, eating away at your soul, eating away at your life, just go a little higher. Come on and say yes here. Come on and give God some praise. I don't know about you, but I had some rodents in my life. They've been eating away at me, but I believe today I'm not going to land. I'm not going to look for the rodent. I'm just going to go higher. How do I kill a rodent? Go higher. Some of you, maybe you got some snakes. You can do the same thing with a snake that you do with a rodent. How do I kill a snake? While I'm flying high, just go a little higher. And as soon as I get higher, they begin to die. That's why Jesus, he went to a high place. Every time he prayed, he said, the devil can't follow me. So I go up the mountaintop and start to pray. What we got to realize is the devil, as long as you're here on a lower level, the devil will keep messing with you. But when I go to a high level, when I go up to a high altitude, when I start to pray, when I dwell in the secret place, of the Most High. I can get the devil dead. I can get this enemy dead. Oh, come on, praise his name. Give God some praise. When I look at this and I realize how Jesus did it, when the Bible says that Jesus did the same thing, all those things that I've given you today, he praised, he prayed, he remembered the promises, and he had positive thinking. Oh, praise his name. The Bible says that after they had supped, that Jesus walked out and they sang a hymn on the Mount of Olives. That means he was praising God. Then when he left there, he went to the Garden of Eden and he started to pray. So now he had praise and prayer. Then he began to remember that it wasn't his will, but he remembered the promises of God. He said, yeah, you'll die, but you're going to be raised up. He said, the Son of Man must die, but he'll raise up because I am the resurrection. Can I get a witness here? Y'all looking at me like I'm talking French. Oh, praise his name. Oh, yeah, but Jesus, he got peace in the garden, and he said, I'm going to get up because I got peace. He had Peter and James, and he had John there, and he said, could you pray with me? When they fell asleep, he woke them up and said, just sleep on now because the hour has come. And I got peace about it. I know I'm going to die. I know I'm going to go through some stuff. I know they're going to beat me. They're going to put me on a cross. But I got me some peace because I had a little talk with my Father. Oh, praise his name. And then when you look at Jesus, he had positive thinking because while he was on the cross, he didn't look at him and say, Father, you need to do him something. Look how they got me hanging here. But he looked down and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He had positive thoughts because one thief accused him and the other thief defended him. But he told the other thief, he said, this day shall you be with me in paradise. Oh, praise his name. He had positive thinking because he didn't think about what they did, but he thought about the Father, and he said, Father, it's finished. And he said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. Can I get somebody to realize today what you must do to maintain peace? Jesus died in peace. And he went down to hell and brought the gospel of peace to the people in hell. He came back to the grave, because he had peace. He laid and rested in peace. He rested in peace for 3 days. But on the third day, let me tell you something. You may rest in peace, but on the third day, it was Sunday morning. He got up, and the peace of God rose that morning with all power. When you got peace, you're sure to have power. Say yeah. I know he's all right. It is. He'll give you power. If you can keep the peace, the power of God will rest upon you. If you can keep your peace, the power of God that's in the Word of God will keep you in perfect peace. Say yes, yeah. Say yeah. I know he's all right. Anybody know him? I say, anybody know him? Anybody tried him? Anybody know he's able to give you peace? He's able to give you joy, unspeakable joy. Say it. Say it. Do you know him? Won't he walk with you? Won't he talk with you? Won't he be your friend? Say it. Won't he be a friend to the friendless and a brother to the brotherless? And a mother to the motherless. Won't he do it? He'll be a father. Won't he? Won't he? Say it. Say it. I know he's all right. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. How to maintain your peace. You got to praise God. You got to pray to God. You got to remember his promises of peace and recite to God, you said I could have your peace. And then you got to have positive thinking. You have to ponder on the positive. Hallelujah. And that's how you maintain your peace.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campsie, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campsie, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are